Egypt's foreign minister, Ahmed Maher, is making a rare visit to Israel for talks that are likely to focus on efforts to revive peace talks between Israel and the Palestinians. Senior Egyptian intelligence officers are attempting to persuade Palestinian militant groups such as Hamas and Islamic Jihad to agree to a moratorium on attacks against Israel so that peace talks can get started. Charles Levinson is a freelance reporter based in Cairo who writes for the San Francisco Chronicle and other publications. The Egyptians seem to be intensifying their efforts to get the Middle East peace process back on track. Why?
Well, there's a sense here in Cairo that a new window of opportunity may exist to advance the peace process. Maher's visiting Israel today amidst talks that Prime Minister Sharon and his Palestinian counterpart may actually be meeting in the next few days. Also, the signing of a symbolic peace agreement in Geneva may have emboldened Egypt to take initiative of its own of sorts. And also, United States President George Bush's recent criticisms of Israel with regards to the separation barrier have been read by many here as an indication of U.S. willingness to maybe assert more pressure on Israel. Also, with the U.S. presidential elections coming up, some fear that this may be the last chance to have an American engagement in that peace process before the Bush team becomes preoccupied with other tasks, such as campaigning.
Are the Egyptians coordinating their initiative with the Bush administration?
Well, there is certainly coordination with the Bush administration, though to what degree is difficult to say. After the latest round of ceasefire talks in Cairo failed, Egypt dispatched their intelligence chief, Omar Suleiman, to Washington. There he met with Secretary of State Colin Powell and Powell's top deputy, Richard Armitage. One of the reasons given by the State Department for that trip was to review recent attempts by Cairo to revive the peace process. Many here agree that Egypt's peace endeavors are generally conducted with one eye to the United States. Egypt is, after all, America's closest Arab ally and is the second largest recipient of U.S. foreign aid after Israel. Its contributions to the peace process are one reason for that close relationship.
Relations between Egypt and Israel have been chilly at best over the years. Egypt withdrew its ambassador to Israel 3 years ago after the outbreak of the Second Intifada. So why the apparent improvement in bilateral ties now?
Well, it's certain that Egypt has significantly shifted its policy towards Israel. Maher's visiting Israel today comes in addition to reports from the London-based El Hayat newspaper last Thursday that Mubarak himself is considering a visit to Israel. If true, it would be Mubarak's first visit to Israel since taking office in 1981, although he did visit Israel for Yitzhak Rabin's funeral in 1995. The current overtures towards Israel are being viewed here in the context of Egypt's recent failures to negotiate a ceasefire between Palestinian factions and Prime Minister Sharon's threats last week to take unilateral steps. One of the reasons that Egypt has been unable to secure that Palestinian ceasefire, it has felt, is that there have been no reciprocal Israeli concessions on the negotiating table. Egypt is likely hoping that by improving bilateral relations with Israel, it can obtain the necessary commitments from Sharon to convince Palestinian militants to agree to a ceasefire.
There's talk of new economic and commercial cooperation between the two.
Well, the most concrete sign of that economic cooperation would be reports of the natural gas deal being negotiated between the two neighbors. Egypt is reportedly undergoing successful negotiations with Israel, which would make it the largest supplier of natural gas to Israel. Also, Israel's ambassador in Cairo, Eli Shaked, said last week that Egyptian businessmen have been given a green light by their government to pursue business contacts in Israel. He said a limited number of Egyptian businessmen have already been there in the past 2 months, but he wouldn't give any details as to the numbers or names.
Charles Levinson is a freelance reporter based in Cairo who writes for the San Francisco Chronicle and other publications.